fast tar.
Uh-huh.
A laser.
Or you say you just completely
give out.
Or talking about using the term wear out, you say you're completely
wear out.
And if someone has been well, you suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they?
They're taken back sick.
Uh-huh. And someone went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and nose and eyes were running. It said that he
went out in the bad weather and caught a cold.
And he couldn't talk right then. He sounded a little bit
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a
cold. Cough.
Huh?
Have a cough.
And if you got someone some medicine, you go in and you say, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person might say, well, an hour ago I
did take it.
Uh-huh. And, or I already
have taken it.
Uh-huh. And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're
deaf.
And if a man has been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I... His shirt's all wet.
Look how much I sweated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
Horizon. That's what we always call it.
Any other name?
Bunker. Cow bunker.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference?
It's all the same thing. A rise in the cow bunker.
What about the stuff that drains out?
Core. Pus.
Uh-huh. And in a blister?
The water.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swollen.
And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hands will...
I swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound.
And, you know, sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it.
Yeah.
You call that?
Healed too fast?
Well, some kind of flesh, it's got to be cut out or burned out. Gets a...
That poison pus grew over it?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear plow flesh or proud flesh?
No. I don't know anything about these knives and cuts, son.
Uh-huh.
Never been around people like that.
Say if you had a little cut on your finger, the brown liquid medicine you'd put on it.
Cure cone. We always call it a cure cone.
Uh-huh. What else? What about?
Monkey blood.
What's that?
That's a little bottle of red medicine that you put on there. We always call it monkey blood.
Uh-huh. What about something that's brown and stings?
That stings?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's all we ever used on was cure comb and monkey blood.
Did you ever hear of iodine?
Iodine?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been years and years since I heard iodine, though.
Uh-huh.
They all use cure comb on them now.
What about...
We used that iodine when I was a boy. That's the reason I couldn't think about it. That's been a long time.
What real bitter medicine did people used to take?
Quinine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't forget that. Can't forget it. I've taken lots of quinine and capsule.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dang bitter you had to put that salt.
Still taste it though, huh?
Mm-hmm. And we taking another medicine called 3-6.
Mm-hmm.
It was just as bitter as quinine, almost. Mm-hmm. It must have been made out of quinine because it was real bitter. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't imagine you know what 3-6 is, dude.
I've heard of
that. That's a fever medicine, supposed to be.
Did it work very well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it worked good. Still will.
Do they still sell it?
Yeah. You bet.